USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, numbering in the hundreds. It's being reported from senior U.S. sources, house-to-house executions in Kabul following the U.S. military departure have begun, as gunfire is being heard throughout the residential sections of Kabul. Audio from South African journalist Laura Logan on Twitter. Taliban fighters, all wearing brand new U.S. uniforms and brand new weapons and brand new equipment, took over the airport. A million people are still without power in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. The sweltering heat in the area is amplifying the need to get the power turned back on. It is unknown how many people lost their lives from Ida, but Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, tells NBC News he expects the death toll to climb higher.
That as the day goes on, we will have more deaths. We're going to be getting information throughout the day that I fully expect the confirmed death total to go up considerably.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.